come down like Hiroshima. I got to stand on job position and stop the violence. See the world taken down in anger. Say we can't destroy our world and still feel irate. And we strive for a ray of sunlight.
Ray of sunlight.
Hoping that our gravity will pull you in.
Gravity holds you mid-flight.
And when you meditate, you find. On the ocean, finding that the embers are the ocean.
So, Jason?
Yes, Eric?
How long have you been doing music?
Oh boy, I'm having a birthday next Monday, actually. So let's see. I've been playing guitar for 26 years. And I've been playing piano for 31, and you're about to make me cry?
Yeah, yeah. Because every one of the musicians across the table from us is probably... you were doing music for 10 years before they were born.
This isn't helping, Eric.
I know. We've got the 2014 High School Rock Off winners in studio with us.
Applause.
Backstage Politics. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Go around the room. Let's introduce yourselves to tell everybody what you play.
I'm Tessa Murthy. I play keyboards.
I'm Chandler Bogomolny. I play bass.
I'm Sam Porter, and I play the drums.
I'm Jackson Bogomolny, and I play guitar.
I'm Liz Balak, and I'm lead vocals.
So, and how long have you guys been doing this?
5 minutes.
Did somebody just say 5 minutes?
No.
Is the interview
around, I think, 5 months?
Four or five months, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
We got together in about October.
Like 3 weeks before the Rock-Off started, yeah.
We just had the idea, hey, we should work with the Rock-Off.
Okay, you guys got together 3 weeks before the Rock-Off. How did you guys meet?
We've all been going to School of Rock.
Since we were little,
yeah. Yeah, we all take lessons and do shows at School of Rock, and that's how we all kind of met each other.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a flyer at the School of Rock and for the High School Rock Off, and I thought we should try entering, and I asked Chandler, and then that's kind of how it started.
And speaking of the School of Rock, just to show you how small of a world it is, We the People...
Yep.
Joe Wheelock, head man for We the People, band here in Cleveland, taught two of you, correct?
Yeah.
So now you could talk about him really bad on the air. Go ahead. Just kidding.
Who is it that did work with Joe?
We've all kind of worked with him.
We all have.
You've all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take lessons with him right now. So, yeah, he's my teacher.
Vocal lessons, or what do you...
Guitar and vocal.
Guitar and vocal. Okay. And so you saw the flyer for the Rock Off about 3 weeks before you had to be in.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the flyer, and I asked Chandler, and Jackson almost said no to this band.
And that would change things.
Yeah, so we ended up writing... It was like 3 songs, and then we went to the studio, or 4 songs or something. And we went to the studio at this guy's house, and we recorded the songs about a week before they were due for the Rock Off.
I'm kind of in shock, just because you guys are so young, and you put this together so fast. How did you guys come up with how did you guys decide on the style?
Well, we were all in School of Rock. We were doing a reggae show where we play the music of well-known reggae artists. And we all thought, hey, we really like this stuff. So we just sort of decided to make our own reggae fusion style.
Okay. And where did the name come from?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a funny story.
Well, there was this instructor at School of Rock. His name is Snake.
Snake Rock.
Snake Rock.
Snake Rock. That's his name.
And he's a Beatles fan.
He would always come over to us before shows and say, all right, let's not have any backstage politics or further insubordination.
So it would drive everyone crazy. Like, the teachers would hate him saying it.
It's an inside joke of sorts, yeah.
Okay. I say it's still one of those that I was telling Jason just before. It's because you guys have gotten some press. Mm-hmm. And reading the headline, It was like backstage politics at the High School Rock Off. And you read that assuming, what went wrong?
I never read
that. Yeah. So I got sucked into the article by that tagline going, okay, what went wrong? And then turns out it's a band. Yeah. So nothing went wrong. Everything went right. So it's very cool. So you guys all brought instruments? How about you play something?
We did.
Yeah.
All
right.
What would you like to play for us first?
We're going to play Turnaround.
It's...
This is the fourth song we wrote as a band.
Yeah, it's one of our more recent songs. We haven't played this one for any of you guys yet. Neither at the round. Well, we played the semifinal round, but not at the finals. So let's do this.
We've got now Backstage Politics on Near Rocks playing live. Take it away, guys. Backstage Politics here on Neo Rocks. Winners of the 2014 High School Rock Off. Now, you guys started up pretty early. What are you guys planning to do going on?
I think we're going to just try and write a lot more songs and try and put together enough for an album.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which radio station are you going to give that to first?
This one.
Best possible answer.
I really want to know about this. When you guys found out that you won, what was the celebration like after? Like, I need to know. Pizza party? Like, what was it?
Well, it was real late. We kind of went home and...
I was
we're
so
happy
tired.
With ourselves.
I was kind of touching everything to make sure it was real. Like,
I think we were all in shock. We weren't really like laughing or screaming or anything. We were just all kind of standing there with like wide eyes.
Yeah, it was so beyond our wildest dreams.
Tessa asked me to pinch her.
Yeah, several times actually, because the first time didn't hurt enough. It could have been a dream. It could still be a dream. Pinch me.
So, say, talk about the experience of the Rock Off and how you guys went through it, and just because everything that I heard that you guys carried yourself like veterans that have been doing it for. Did School of Rock really help prepare you guys for it? And just what was it like backstage at the Rock Off?
Definitely, School of Rock helped us a lot. I mean, one of the main aspects of School of Rock is just preparing kids for performance. So I think that made us all really comfortable with the stage. The Rock Off in general was amazing because all of the bands were great and the competition was really fierce, and it was just great energy, like from the crowd, from all the bands. Backstage was really fun. Everyone was really friendly. All the bands were kind of like talking, yeah, mingling with each other, and it's all really fun.
It's really, you're meeting hundreds of other people who share the same interest as you, and that's really what it is a way to get to know other young musicians. And backstage, it's just, you're meeting these people knowing right off the get-go that they are the same as you in many ways.
Are there any bands that you came away with thinking, you know, we could be friends for a while, we could maybe work together?
I mean,
Steve.
Yeah, we were.
Steve.
Yeah, all yes. The guys in the band Steve, we've been friends with for a while, because they go to School of Rock as well on the west side. And we've known them through School of Rock.
So how many of the bands, how many of you had other friends in other bands?
I think all of us.
Yeah.
We're all friends with Steve, which is the band that came in second, and they were great. So
yeah. Say, and was there a lot? Were there all more than just the two bands representing School of Rock?
Yeah, the Independent also had a kid who used to go to School of Rock, and then in the semifinals, Keyhole Gallery had a couple of kids from School of Rock West, and the Pleiades also has a kid from School of Rock West. So we had a really good representation this year.
Okay, very cool. And as I say, bass. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention that the Pleiades were also in it, and they were worth mentioning, but Tessa already got to them.
Okay.
They were really good. Yeah, we love really cool. Their blues, like their bluesy.
Yeah, the keyboardist from Steve is the bass player for the Pleiades. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
For someone to be in more than one band at the Rock Up just blows my mind. Like, you just...
Is that allowed?
Yeah. I mean, if you can make it to the finals in two bands, that is just crazy. Oh.
So outside of music, before we get to the next song, I'm interested in what other hobbies you guys have outside of music.
Silence.
Okay.
So pretty much music is your life. Okay.
Well, I mean.
That's okay.
No,
that's
baseball players here or any.
Cross country.
Cross country. Okay.
Sport ball.
I mean, Sam and Jackson and I, we all play sport ball.
What is sport ball?
Exactly.
There's no extent to this, actually. It's just sport.
We don't play sports.
They don't play sports. It's just a game they made up.
It literally means nothing.
We're also deck tennis fans, so.
Okay.
It's a meaningless game where you throw and catch rings.
Okay. And have any of you guys started to think about college?
Yes.
I'm the only junior here, and Liz and Jackson are sophomores, so we feel it.
I haven't started thinking about college.
Breathing down our necks.
I have.
Oh, I've been lying awake many nights, turning back and forth, thinking, college. The C-word, college.
Well, why don't we hear something else from you guys?
Definitely.
What do you have for us now?
All right, this next one is called Under the Light, and it's the second song we wrote, so...
Here is Backstage Politics, live on New York Rocks. Thank you.
getting on? Will you come out when the rain is gone? Will you walk in circles all around? Fragile as the dawn, pursuit is pointless anyway, but it's what you live for every day. What you need is already been found. How can you go on? You see through your eyes all the time. If you don't know you're colorblind, what shade do you see in your mind under the light? If you don't sympathize, just try and close your eyes.
Backstage Politics in studio with us on Neo Rocks.
Every time there's a really good band in here, I just leave here thinking the same thing, that I just need to go home and practice a lot more, because you guys sound great.
So you guys are planning to do the album. Mm-hmm. Where can people go to find out information about the album when it's released?
Okay. Well, first of all, we currently have on Bandcamp, we have our demo, which is our first three songs. So look up backstagepolitics.bandcamp.com. On Facebook, we have our Facebook page, Backstage Politics. On Twitter, follow us at BK Stage Politics. It wouldn't let us make a username with more than 15 letters. What? And then as far as Instagram is concerned, we do have a family member and friend running an official Instagram for Backstage Politics. So check out all that social media to find out information about our album.
Very cool. And after this, what are you guys going home to do?
Sleep.
School.
Lots of work.
Homework. Yeah.
Life goes on.
It's strange how that happens, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's really.
Well, guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I say best of luck on the album, and we look forward to seeing it. Do you guys have an idea of when you want to have that out?
No, not really.
We have the slightest idea.
No. Okay.
We'll let you know when we know.
Okay. Thank you guys for coming in. We've got one last track from you. This is Social Network.
Yes, ooh, Social is. Network.
Ooh, it is. Is that a surprise?
No, it's not. It is a delight.
Here is Backstage Politics. Once again, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Backstage Politics, Social Network on Neo Rocks.